makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley, and every Wednesday I've got the opposing team's conference calls. The Texans travel to Jacksonville this weekend, so we have Jags head coach Jack Del Rio and quarterback David Garrard.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
Jack Del Rio is in his 6th year as the head coach of the Jags. Last Sunday, he guided the team to a last-minute win at Indy to give the Jags their first win of the season.
Well, obviously winning what this business is about, so it's good to get a win. And certainly, you know, our running backs are really the strength of the football team, and you know, your ground game going again was a big part of it.
You ever seen a team have the injuries in the middle of the line like you did so fast in all your experience?
No, I don't know that I've seen it, but I think, you know, this league's about, you know, being able to plug in and move on. I think injuries are part of the game, and every year we've faced some injury somewhere we've had to contend with. So, you know, we just do the best we can to plug in and ask the guys that do get the opportunity to step up and play well. You know, we expect to continue to play well.
How have you improved up front enough to where David was not sacked and you were able to offset their great pass rush with the Colts?
Well, I think the biggest thing was we ran the ball at them and didn't drop back a lot. I think with the pass rush that they generate, if you drop back a bunch, they're going to get you a couple times. So it was part of the plan, part of the blocking, part of the execution overall. But, you know, I would say you know, our approach had a lot to do with it as well.
Jack, you guys, even though you called off the dogs in the game here last year, the Texans have still played you guys a lot better than they've played Tennessee or Indy. What do you think about that? Why have they played better than you again than any team?
You know, they just outplayed us. You know, you got to recognize the fact that they simply, you know, you get opportunities in this league to go compete. And when the game's over, you either got it done or you didn't. And they found a way to beat us. So we got a new opportunity this week. And we want to put together a good plan and gear up for a good effort and then go out and compete.
In the past, Garrard said you guys may have taken them a little lightly. Do you agree with that?
Never from my end. Never from my end. And I'd be disappointed to think that anybody ever thought that way. But we're certainly doing our very best to prepare a football team, recognizing that, you know, every team in this league has players and coaches capable of whooping you any Sunday. So we've got to put together a good effort. We understand, first of all, that home games are important, divisional games are important, and when you have a home divisional game, it's huge. So, you know, from that standpoint, this is a big, big game for us.
Jack, you guys spent a lot of number ones on offensive players, and yet your defense always is consistent. How do you explain that?
Well, you know, biggest thing that we were able to do, you know, from the day we got here is establish a certain mentality of how we wanted to approach things. And I think that, you know, we've been able to progress a little quicker with the defense, although I think last year the offense kind of caught up and it was a strength for us. So, you know, really the goal is to become a complete football team and one that can compete in all three phases and have a chance to win. And, you know, we just have a lot of work to do yet.
Jack, you got Charles Spencer and Milford Brown. Could you talk about them for us, please?
Well, Milford is starting at right guard for us, and we plugged him in after about 3 days of work. So, you know, he's done a nice job answering the call and giving us a chance to compete and solidify. You know, he's a big, strong guy, and, you know, he likes to play with a little physical, you know, nastiness to him, so we like that. And, you know, and then with Charles Spencer, we really liked him coming out in the draft. And I know he was, you know, looking like he was going to be a real good player there and had a real bad injury. And we're just giving him a chance to try and, you know, come back from that injury and fight his way back and being the kind of player he, you know, we thought he would be when he first came out. So we're happy to have them both good kids and both working hard for us.
Jack, when in the second half against Tennessee, Texans moved Mario Williams around and had him standing up in the middle. when you see that, and obviously as an ex-defensive player and coach, I'm sure you have great admiration for him. What can you tell us about what you think about Mario and what you've seen them do with him?
Well, first of all, I think he's a fine football player, and he's done a nice job. They've got a big physical front, and I think it starts with him, but there are several others. They're real good football players up front there. And in fact, if they're moving him around, that's not unusual. You know, we did some of the same with Julius Peppers in Carolina when I was there. And so when you have a big athletic guy like that, it gives you, you know, multiplicity in what you can do with him. But what we think is a good football player, we're getting ready to do our best to, you know, get ready to compete against him.
The Texans seem to have found a running back for the first time since Dominic Davis got hurt. What do you see that you like about Steve Slayton?
Good football player. You know, nice addition to their team. Ran on Tennessee, which nobody does. Broke tackles, ran tough, showed vision, showed acceleration. So, you know, good addition to their football team, and, you know, obviously somebody we'll have to contend with.
Quarterback David Garrard threw for 167 yards with only one interception at Indy. Threw only three interceptions last season. Today he talked about how the team came out of that Colts game.
Well, you know, it's been very interesting, to say the least. You know, it's tough whenever you don't have your core group of guys in there, especially, you know, your center and your two interior guards. It makes it more difficult. But we've got guys in there that, you know, they get paid too, and they've been stepping it up each week. They've gone out there, and you know, I just expect them to get better and better as the more reps, the more game time experience they get.
What was the difference? You got sacked 9 times in the first 2, and Indy's good at getting the quarterback, but you weren't sacked. What was the difference?
Well, I think it was a tough situation for us in that first game. We had that was the game when we lost our, you know, linemen, and anytime you're thrown in a game, it makes it tougher for you, and we had a lot of plays designed that week to try to block the guys up and get the ball down the field, and so it was a game where I had to hold onto the ball a little bit longer. But, you know, as we've progressed and, you know, we've got to know our linemen, we've tried to get the ball out of our hands a little bit faster, and so I don't sit back and hold the ball nearly as much. And, well, whenever you play the Colts, you never want to hold the ball. So it was just a game where the run game was working. That was keeping them on their heels. And then when we had the pass, the guys did a great job of picking those guys up and giving me a lot of protection. And I was just trying to get the ball out of my hands, you know, as quick as I could, you know, so that I didn't allow the pressure to get to me and get to our pass game.
David, how do you explain the Texans playing so well against the Jaguars, but they cannot beat the Titans or the Colts?
You know what? I don't know why the reason is. I don't understand why they, you know, they play so well against us. But they do. And, you know, I think in years past we would maybe just take them a little bit too lightly. And then, you know, especially when they've got a number of our players, or they used to have a number of our players on their team, you know, I think that would be a little bit extra motivation for those guys. And you know, like I said, maybe we just took them lightly before. And we definitely don't do that now. We, you know, hopefully won't do that this week. Because, you know, even though they're 0-2, you guys are 0-2, you know, we're still, our backs are still against the walls too. You know, at 1-2, that's nothing to celebrate. But, you know, we do feel better after our win last week. But, you know, these are two teams that, you know, are scratching and clawing to get a win.
How does it feel to get your running game going again? And what was the difference against the Colts than compared to recent teams who were able to contain the running game?
I just think we had a good scheme going in against the Colts. And then also, you know, the old linemen that are in there now were able to kind of get a game under their belt together with the Bills, and then be able to understand the calls and understand all the schemes that we had. And I think, you know, Jack made it a point that he wanted to run the ball in that game. So, you know, that's just something that our offense has to have. You know, we have to have that run game because that's, you know, it's really how we're built. And, you know, whenever we have that going, you know, you can see the difference in our offense.
Was it because of the changes on the line that y'all had trouble those first two games, particularly getting Maurice Jones-Drew involved in the running game?
Well, I think definitely. I think whenever you have, you know, a number of your offensive linemen out, that's it's going to make it tough, especially at first. And until those guys gel, I mean, we had an offensive lineman in there. I really didn't even know his name, you know. So that anytime you have that situation happen, that makes it tough on every part of your offense. But like I said, those guys still stepped in and did a pretty doggone good job in those earlier games. And the more and more time they had to gel together, and the more and more times the new guys can hear the calls and have a feel for it, the more comfortable they'll be and the more confident they'll be getting off the ball.
Are you serious? You really didn't know some of their names?
Milford Brown, he just got here that Wednesday after the Tennessee game, and I kept wanting to call him Mildred, you know, and I didn't even know his last name. He really just got here, and he really was learning on the fly, so I didn't even really know his name.
David, last week in the Texans' loss to Tennessee, they moved Mario Williams around and stood him up in the middle next to D'Amico Ryans and got some heat on Collins. When you look at Mario and see what they're doing with him, what do you think about it?
Well, the guy is definitely developing into a fierce pass rusher, to one of the best pass rushers in the league. And, you know, the more and more he plays, the better he gets. And it doesn't really matter where he's at, he's going to, you know, be able to apply some pressure. And so you really have to take an account for him. You know, a guy with his abilities, his range, his speed, his power, he's a force to be reckoned with. So, you know, any team's going to have to take account for him. And the good thing the Texans are doing are moving him around. So you can't just have all your protections go his way where he's getting chipped a lot and having tight ends on his side. So that's smart by them. But, we have to man up and be able to take him on, you know, and so we can't get frustrated whenever he does get pressure on us, but, you know, we have to make sure we definitely have him accounted for.
David, what's been the difference in Matt Jones? I mean, after the arrest and the offseason, a lot of people wondered if he'd even make the team, and here he is, maybe an integral part at least of your passing attack.
Yeah, I think a lot of us, you know, had questions on whether or not he was going to be here when all that stuff happened in the offseason. But I think for Matt, I think he's just got more and more comfortable with the system, with the offense. He's been able to have a number of years now to actually learn the wide receiver position. And then I think just being able to, when the play is called, to know exactly what you have, know exactly where you're lining up, and to know exactly what the defense is doing, I think it's allowed him to play like the Matt Jones we all felt like he could be. And I really see him just continuing to get better and better. But I would definitely say it's his confidence in knowing the system. You know, I think in the years past, he really didn't know the system. I'm not sure what the situation was. I really think it was learning a new position and then also learning a new offense. I think it kind of handicapped him a little bit, but I think now he's really coming into his own because he has the confidence in knowing exactly what to do, what the play is, and what we're trying to get out of the play. So, and he has a real good feel for running routes too, because he played the quarterback position before. He knows when his route is taking too long and he has to cut a little shorter. So that, those things, those little tendencies, those little tidbits that he has picked up is really helping him out.
Seems like he would have had a long time to get comfortable with the system. Do you think he's just more focused now?
I definitely think he's more focused. I think with all the things that's happened to him, you know, in the offseason and in the years past, I think he's kind of seen his career kind of slipping from him, and I think he's definitely focused himself a little bit more. And it's definitely the most focused I've seen him since he's been here. So whenever you feel like your livelihood is being taken away from you, that'll kind of kick you into gear sometimes.
As always, thanks for listening. And don't forget to check out our Texans Today podcast. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.